So we are recording, so now we are opening the public hearing for the Board of Equalization. I know, it's on the list. For the Board of Equalization, this is a hearing for August 20th, 2024. We have eight cases, eight appeals that we're going to hear. Mr. Secretary, do we have a quorum?
Yes, I thought we have a quorum.
Okay. For the record, we have Mr. Kearse, Ms. Goodrum, Mr. Fugue, Mr. Tandale, Mr. Keisters, and Ms. Yu is here as the alternate. So Ms. Yu will not be voting unless we have any of the five members abstain or not vote. She threw me off. Okay. So we'll go ahead and call the hearing to order. And the first line of business is going to be Pledge of Allegiance. So if everybody could stand. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Also, there's a FOIA statement that we're supposed to, well, we don't have to read, but we should, so we will. This hearing is open to the public, so anybody can attend. Is there anyone present who is not here to appeal the real estate assessment that wishes to address the Board of Equalization? All right, so no one is here to address the Board of Equalization. So we'll go ahead and hear the first appeal, which is Appeal 6753, Dulles Duty Free LLC. Is the representative for Dulles Duty Free LLC here in the room? Seeing no hands or response, do we have, did we get a notarized representation from them?
In the packet, no.
Yeah, so they didn't notarize their submission.
Yep.
Okay. So that said, if they don't notarize their appeal, then are we not supposed to hear it, or we just have the option of not hearing it?
We have the option.
Okay, so we have the option of not hearing it. So before I even talk to you about swearing in, board members, do you wish to have this, to hear this appeal, or do you just wish to pass it by? Since there's no notarized
I think we should letter. Hear that.
Okay, so I have one board member who thinks we should hear the appeal. Do I hear other?
I'll second that. That way we get it clean on the table. If it comes back next year, we've addressed it.
All right, well, we didn't have to have a motion yet because we didn't open the appeal, but I'm just getting a sense of the board. But sounds like I don't see anybody just looking at me and saying, forget those two, we're not going to do it. So we'll go ahead here. So the appeal number 6753, Dulles Duty Free LLC, and the representatives for the commissioner's office, Commissioner of the Revenue's office. Could you say your name for the record?
Brian Williams, Deputy Commissioner.
Thank you.
Chidrin Wansley, Commercial Appraiser.
Awesome. And can I have you two, I'm going to swear you in. Just in case we ask for questions. Do you swear that the evidence that you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Let the record show that both representatives took the oath or swore in. So, does Commissioner's office have any opening statement you would like to give?
Well, the Dulles Duty Free LLC is a tenant at Dulles Airport. They rent seven spaces at different locations at the airport. And we value all those Dulles concessions based on income. And those rent information is provided to us by MWAR. MWAR is the authority that governs and takes care of the airport. So we use a 5% vacancy and a cap rate that is in line with the shopping mall rate. And we also consider those leases as a gross lease. where the tenant pays for the rent amount and then the landlord takes care of the operating expenses. So we don't give them any expense. No expense was deducted. And it appears that the appellant is requesting that we add a depreciation in our valuation, which would be the case if it was costed, but this is an income to the property. And efforts were made to reach the appellant on the phone and through emails on different occasions, and we got no response.
Thank you.
Okay. Do board members have any questions?
You said that you'll not consider depreciation. What about appreciation?
Depreciation?
What about appreciation? Can you also, you know, the property can also have appreciation because of the inflation and all?
Yeah, once we receive the rents are not the same over the years, so whatever we get, that's what we use.
Okay. So only on the basis of the rental income?
Yes.
Yeah, the Code of Virginia allows us to tax leaseholds that are leased from non-taxable entities. So in this case, we can't. Dulles Airport is not taxable.
Yeah, MWA.
MWA. But the leaseholds are that they lease out to the private businesses within the concourses and the hangars and all that you see at the airport there. So
okay. Just for the record, MWA, because it's being recorded, Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority. And they are a governmental entity. Any other questions from board members?
No, I was going to comment, looking at the assessed value over the years, I mean, it used to be significantly higher than this assessment, but that kind of makes sense. If you look at Dulles Airport, all of a sudden the assessment went from $28 million down to $8 million. COVID happened. So for 2 years, the airports were, there wasn't many people in them, as I could attest to, because I flew during COVID. So the assessed value went significantly down, but the airports now are getting busier than ever, and the number's coming back up. So it all kind of makes sense.
Yeah, they actually gave rent abatements to a lot of their tenants during COVID to keep them, to help them out.
Yeah.
MWA did, yeah.
All right. Do I have any other questions from board members? Do I have a motion?
Yes, I move that board equalization affirm the core's valuation for PIN number 067-3799-2-4318. $16,598,780.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Fugue, second. Do I have any comments or questions from board members? All right. All those.
I would just comment that it appears that the assessor's office did everything they could to reach out to this appellant. Didn't hear or respond to the emails.
Alrighty. So with that, all those in favor of the motion as stated, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And that passes 5-0. Okay, so we will go ahead and adjourn. It's 4:17. We'll adjourn for now until the next case.